This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 298, where I simply read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions, to also encourage you to read the Holy Bible in a year's time with your family. And yes, the objective is for you to peel off and be inspired to read the Bible with your family each day and to pray. And if you're single, there are millions of single people today, more so now than in the past. If you're struggling to pray and struggling to read the Bible, you can use us as your partner, and we will welcome you as an honorary member of the White family. And we thank God for you, for many of you have taken me up on that. You have made these three podcasts that makes up this suite of devotional podcasts, our number one, our number two, and our number three, out of almost 50 different podcasts, which this has never been the case. Why? Because most people do not want to hear the Word of God, the plain reading of the Bible. They don't want to read it themselves. And so I'm thrilled, I'm tickled, but I am surprised. You have surprised me. And so we thank God for you. And it's okay, because two are better than one. Okay, that's what the Bible says. That's what the wisest man who ever lived outside of Jesus said. King Solomon, two are better than one. And when it comes down to prayer and reading the Bible and having regular devotions, believe me when I tell you, two are better than one. Because the devil's going to fight you on that point right there. So today, beloved, we are reading 1 Chronicles chapter 21, Isaiah chapter 14, and Hosea chapter 7. And we're going straight to the Word of God. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us here and under the sound of my voice. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, failures, and faults, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness through the blood of Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection. He has taken away the sin of the world, and we have the privilege to confess our sins even as Christians, and we have the confidence from your holy word that you will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For we know, Lord, that we will not receive anything or much at all from your holy word if we harbor sin in our hearts and in our lives. So wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and make us to be whiter than snow. Crucify afresh and anew our flesh, and help us to die daily to ourselves, to the world, to sin and wickedness, foolishness, and fill us all afresh and anew who are saved with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, influence those who are not saved by the power of your Holy Spirit, and restrain the devilish, wicked people, Lord, here and out there, who would try to hinder your work and your service. In fact, Holy Father God, we do pray afresh and anew again, as we prayed in our first prayer service, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell, and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, the spirits of betrayal, the spirits of rebellion and pride, the spirit of trying to hinder your work, the spirit of hindrance. Lord, drive those demonic spirits out of the hearts and lives and minds of the people here and of the people out there. And help all of us who are truly saved to be extra sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful this morning and throughout this day, because the devil, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, and he's already tried to attack this morning like a roaring lion. Lord, tame that demonic spirit. Restrain devilish people from doing anything to hurt your work. And Lord, we pray that you would restrain the devil and block him from hindering your work today. Give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, as you have done in the past thousands of times. I don't know how you do it, but I thank you for doing it. And I do pray that lost souls would be saved and lives would be changed. Holy Father God, grant me your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word. And Lord, to preach your holy word today. We pray for lost souls to be saved and for Christians to be revived again. And Lord, all we can do at this point is pray. Humble ourselves, pray, seek your face. Turn from our wicked ways and repent. And get back right with you and get back to you, our first love. Lord Jesus, help us to do it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. And again, happy Rosh Hashanah to all of our Messianic Christian Jewish friends and all of our Jewish friends, the chosen people of God, the Israelites, who are still with us today, big time. And we had our first Rosh Hashanah service last night, and we had a great time in the Lord, and we give him the glory, praise, and honor. And some of you heard us sing a Rosh Hashanah song this morning. You say, well, I don't know if that's a Christian song or not. No, I'm a Christian, so when I sing it, it's a Christian song. I make it a Christian song, so don't worry about all that. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it. And Joab answered the Lord, make his people 100 times so many more as they be, but my Lord the king, are they not all my Lord's servants? Why then doeth my Lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Wherefore Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the sum of the number of the people unto David. And all they of Israel were 1,000,000 and 100,000 men that drew sword, and Judah was 430,000 men that drew sword. But Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. And God was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Israel. Therefore he smote Israel. And David said unto God, I have sinned greatly, because I have done this thing. But now, I beseech thee, do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. And the Lord spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and tell David, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Choose thee either 3 years famine, or 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thine enemies overtaketh thee, or else 3 days the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel. Now therefore advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And God sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, the Lord beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, It is enough. Stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord stand between the earth and heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders of Israel, who were clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And David said unto God, And David said unto God, Is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered, even I? It is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be on me and on my father's house, but not on thy people, that they should be plagued. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spake in the name of the Lord. And Ornan turned back and saw the angel, and his four sons with him hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David, and went out of the threshing floor, and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Ornan said unto David, take it to thee, and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Lo, I give thee the oxen also for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meat offering. I give it all. And King David said to Ornan, nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price, for I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon the Lord, and he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. And the Lord commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath thereof. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. For the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering, were at that season in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 14. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing not only First Chronicles, but Isaiah chapter 14 in the Word of God. Verse 1, for the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land, and the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them, and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted, and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no fellow is come up against us. Hail from beneath is moved for thee, to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all of the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all of the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor feel the voice of the world, pardon me, nor feel the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, saith the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? In the year that King Ahaz died was this burden. Rejoice not thou, whole Palestina, because the rod of him that smote thee is broken. For out of the serpent's root shall come forth a cockatrice, and his fruit shall be a fiery flying serpent. And the firstborn of the poor shall feed, and the needy shall lie down in safety. And I will kill thy root with famine, and he shall slay thy remnant. Howl, O gate, cry, O city, thou whole Palestina art dissolved, for there shall come from the north a smoke, and none shall be alone in his appointed times. What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation, that the Lord hath founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it? Ladies and gentlemen, Hosea chapter 7. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus all over the world, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy, and I mean that, to read in your hearing from the Word of God, Hosea chapter 7. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood, and the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about, they are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceaseth from raising after he hath kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In the day of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine. He stretched out his hand with scorners, for they have made ready their heart like an oven, whilst they lie in wait. Their baker sleepeth all the night, in the morning it burneth as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calleth unto me. Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth not. And the pride of Israel testifieth to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria. When they shall go, I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowls of the heaven. I will chastise them as their congregation hath heard. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me. Destruction unto them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. And they have not cried unto me with their heart. When they howled upon their beds, they assembled themselves for corn and wine, and they rebelled against me. Though I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword. For the rage of their tongue, this shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. Ladies and gentlemen, shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, I am amazed at you. I stand in amazement at you, at your holy word, at your grace, your mercy, your love, your Holy Spirit. And I praise you and I thank you for real as to what our ears have heard, our minds have contemplated, and our hearts have felt in a very real sense. Lord, have your Holy Spirit to cause your Holy Word to find a deep lodging place in our hearts, minds, souls, and spirits, and have it to break us, make us, and to mold us to be what you would have us to be for those of us who believe in you. Holy Father God, Jesus Christ, help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and get back to you, our first love. And then, Lord, we pray that you will fire us up and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to be the shining lights and witnesses that you would have us to be. And we pray that you'll bless and anoint the gospel tracts that will be passed out today with your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." we die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.